KSL's top story this hour. For the first time in more than 100 years, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has three vacancies in the Quorum of the Twelve.
And this morning, people are remembering the life and teachings of Elder Richard G. Scott. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, it is a period of mourning for Elder Scott. Church leaders and many others are remembering a man of great faith. He's the third apostle to pass away in the past 5 months. BYU religion professor Dr. Richard Hosefell says it means some anticipation.
The last time this occurred, when there were three vacancies in the Quorum of the Twelve, was in April of 1906.
Church leaders say the names of the new three apostles will come through inspiration. Elder Scott was a former nuclear scientist. Other apostles have been heart surgeons, artists, businessmen, and a Supreme Court judge. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, General Conference could be historic in a week and a half as it comes on the heels of the passing of a top LDS church leader.
This morning, people are remembering the life and teachings of Elder Richard G. Scott. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, for the first time in more than 100 years, the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has three vacancies. BYU religion professor Dr. Richard Hosefell says the names of the new apostles will come through inspiration.
There's also the excitement that three new apostles will be called with different experience and brings a certain energy.
Elder Scott is being remembered today as a man of great faith who always had a message of hope. He was a talented artist and scientist. Many messages on social media express the gratitude he's been reunited with his wife, Janine. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.